Hi everyone, it's Gavin J, the best thing since bronze. And you're listening to the Therapy Suite right here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. This week, I speak to Joanna Proud, founder of Mood Bears. Joanna Proud launched Mood Bears inspired by her mental health using creativity and emotional intuition as a healing tool. She appeared on BBC's Dragon's Den in 2023 and secured investment from all five dragons. Joanna, well done, by the way. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Thank you so much. I'm doing very well. Thank you. Lovely to be on the show. I'm very honoured, actually.
No problems. Did you really secure all five dragons? I didn't see that episode, I'm going to say. So.
Yeah, I did. I didn't even expect one. I thought, why are they going to be interested in a teddy bear? But I didn't expect one, let alone all five. So it was... Yeah, it was amazing. I'd love to relive it all over again because I can't actually remember much. I think my adrenaline must have been so high. It's on a bit of a blur.
Well done you. I think that's fantastic. I think it would be great for you to talk to us a bit about your past.
Yeah.
And how it got you to where you are now, kind of thing, you know, before Mood Bears and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, so I was actually in medicine before Mood Bears. I was married, three children, always been a busy mum, busy work mum, and always wanted to kind of prove to my children what life is about and let them see the world and have nice things. So I always worked very, very hard. My husband at the time, which is now my ex-husband, was a businessman. He was at work. He was a real workaholic. So life when the children were young was hard. You know, it was very, very difficult. I married very young. My mum was one that you marry young. Her beliefs were you marry young, you have children young, your husband becomes your best friend, you should be at home and basically live and breathe your family and your husband and not go to work. And that was her life. And I thought, you know what, I don't want that. I don't want that. I want to be an independent woman and kind of look after myself and my family. So I tried to do everything. And do you know what? It's hard. That rat race in the morning is hard work. You get up, you know what it's like. It's that strict routine. Kids out to school, off you go to work, back from work, kids home, dinner, tea, bed, same again. And it all built up on top of me and it became very difficult. And I really struggled. And I was never a believer in mental health, I can honestly say. And that probably sounds really awful and very cold. And now I am in a totally different mind frame with it all, because I think I tried to fight off a feeling that I didn't understand. And it really, really got to me of life and how hard it was and not having a husband at home. So I used to sit drawing. I never slept. I'd sit drawing in the middle of the night. And I drew things that kind of made me feel better. And I started to draw anything that made me happy. So I love the summer. I love beaches and holidays. So I drew holidays, beach. I'm no drawer. They were little tiny doodles that kind of I only knew what they meant. And somebody else would perhaps look at it and go, what is that? Scribble of the mess. But I knew what it was. Sunshines, flowers. I love gardens. And I actually do love teddy bears. So I started to do little teddy bears. And I colour them like a meaningful, like I coloured yellow because I thought yellow reminds me of the sunshine and flowers, so it makes me happy. And blue would be like a sad colour to me, and green would kind of be a nervous colour. So I drew all different teddy bears, and I gave them a poem, to kind of help anyone that was reading them a way of understanding your thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and how to talk about them. And then I thought, you know what, I'm going to have them made just for me. Because I want them in my house. When I'm feeling down, I can pick up one of these bears, I can read its poem, and it can hopefully help me feel better. So I found a factory. I had them made. The first one I had made was Happy Bear, because he seemed to be my favourite. And when it came, I opened this little box, and I felt like a completely different person. I picked this bear up. I looked at it. I read the poem. I gave it a cuddle. And honestly, I felt like a million bricks had been lifted off my shoulder. I felt so much better. And then I started to be able to see things much clearer that was going on around me and how I could help myself. And don't get me wrong, I still had counselling and therapy along the way to help me as well. But it kind of was that stopgap in between those appointments with people to help me that I needed. So I gambled and I ordered a 40-foot container because I thought, you know what, if these bears can help me, I'm sure there's other people out there that they can help as well. So I started to send them out to people that I thought needed to kind of have a smile back on their face again. So I sent them to schools, children's wards, hospitals, care homes, hospices, anywhere that I thought there's going to be someone in that building that's feeling really down. So I sent them a set. And within 24 hours of me sending sets of bears out, the responses were incredible. And not just from children, but from adults as well. You know, adults that were in hospital to say, it's really helped me get through my operation today. It's helped me get through not being able to see my partner for the last 24 hours because I've been so poorly. I've sent my bear home with my little girl to help her feel better. It was on and on and on. And I just thought, this is incredible. And it almost gave me a mission to make the world smile again, because I think the world's a very tough place nowadays. It's hard work. And people do lose a smile from time to time. And I think a simple smile can just make you feel so much better. So that has been my mission since then, and it continues while I watch these bears spread across the world and bring these smiles back.
I think that's great. I mean, it's very interesting how, you know, you use your own experiences and it brought something like this to you know, such a positive thing forwards. And, you know, and it sounds like, my next question was, what was the inspiration behind it? You've explained quite a lot about that. Is there anything else that inspired you to move forwards with Mood Bears?
No, I mean, I didn't expect them to be where they've got to today. I really didn't. And I think the only reason that I went on to Dragon's Den was to give them more visibility to people that couldn't find them or didn't see them. And that was, I then never did it for financial reasons. I just did it for visibility. Because again, when you're out there as a kind of a little one-man band, it's very difficult to get in front of shops, of buyers, of anyone that I thought I could need to get them in front of as many people as I can, and globally. And I thought the people that have these little black books with people's contacts in is going to be the Dragons. So that was why I went on there and got what I got, and it just gave them that kind of that push that they needed.
That's brilliant. Dragon's Den was obviously a pivotal moment. How did securing investment for all five dragons shape your business trajectory and confidence?
Do you know, honestly, like I said, it all seems like a whirlwind since then. It's just been crazy. I filmed actually a year previous. So it was on, it was aired 2023, April 2023. It was the last episode of the series. So because it was the last pitch of the series as well, so it kind of went out on a real high. So the BBC were very clever in what they did and how they did it. But I filmed the year before, it was 12 months before, so I had to wait a long time. And they don't show you anything. You don't see any footage, no photos, no nothing. So what I saw that night was the first time that the whole of the world had seen it as well. So it was amazing to watch. But it just gave them the visibility that I dreamt of. You know, the orders that were coming in, the constant reviews that were coming in of how they'd helped people, parents messaging saying, my child has actually slept for the first night. Now she's got a little calm bear with her. And these constant messages were just what we needed and what the brand needed. And it just continued from there. And the support and the kindness that I got with the messages, it almost made me, almost gives you that force to continue and keep continuing, because you can see how much better you're doing for other people. And that made me feel better in myself. So I think because I felt so much stronger in myself and it gave me so much more confidence, it makes you want to push them more and more. So yeah, it was great to see how quick they grew from the minute they were on the BBC. It was incredible.
And from that, you must have grown in confidence as well with, you know,
absolutely.
As a person as well in
100%.
Business.
And you know, and being that busy mom, in that mom's life, I mean, my children have all grown up now. My oldest is 21 and my youngest is 16. And that's such amazing three children. And being that busy mom, I can honestly say I didn't have confidence. I started to go out to these little toy fairs and I started to get invited to like toy events and where a lot of the buyers and the toy shops would go. And honestly, I'd go with my partner and I'd sit at the back of the room and I'd say, I need to sit here away from everybody and I can't sit with those people. And I was the shyest, nervous. It was like a whole different world. But going on there and people coming up to you and the kindness that you're getting from people just starts to give you confidence again. It was like a complete, but not only that, but to hear nurses and surgeons and teachers and hospice staff pick the phone up and say, what you have created for these people is incredible, and how that's changing people's lives. And it was that that almost boosted me as well and made me feel so much better in myself. So it's been lovely for everybody, for me, for the bears, for the brand, for the dragons, for the people that receive them. It's a lovely experience to be involved in.
Brilliant. When designing each emotion-themed bear, how do you choose the emotions, the colours, and write the, you know, the poems?
Do you know, again, I think the reason I did poems was because I think back from when I was a little girl, and I can remember nursery rhymes I did when I was 4 years old, and I could sing them out to you word for word. So I thought poems are very important because people can remember it. And even if they didn't want to walk around with the bear in their arms, if they're in the street, but they were feeling a bit emotional, if they can remember those poems, they just really lift you, they lift your mood and your headspace. So that's why I did poems, which I think they're quite easy to do. They're very therapeutic, actually, writing poems. I think it's nice to do. The colours, I did get like I looked at the psychology behind colours as well. And so Angry Bear is orange, and so I kind of matched them all up with a colour palette and did it that way. And it just worked. And each, the bear's feet, I've actually got an emoji on. So happy bear has got the happy emoji, and sad bear has got the sad emoji. And because it's a worldwide recognised emoji that everybody knows, so even if you're not great at reading or you're not great at talking or you're non-verbal, everybody's going to know how you're feeling when you pick that bear up. So that was why I did that. And I think when I was feeling so low and down myself, it was quite easy to do, to give me a focus. And I think that's pushed me to do it, was that focus, really.
Brilliant. We're just going to a quick ad break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list? Then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
The station that makes you feel good.
So, Joanna, thank you very much for that introduction into mood bears and, you know, your journey. You've seen strong feedback from parents, is that right? 84% reported emotional recognition improvements, 89% noted reduced anxiety. What do these numbers mean to you, and how do you gather that data?
It is just incredible. So within the toy world, there is a doctor called Dr. Amanda Gummer, who does a lot of research, and she actually offered to do this huge research piece on the bears, and they were sent out to hundreds of families with children and became part of their daily life, you know, within a house with children, with busy families. And 6 months the research went on for, and that was the findings. So it is all published research now, and it is incredible to see. And do you know what? It was so nervous letting somebody do that. I thought, what if it comes back and it's really bad? But to see those results, it's just incredible to see that they really, something so simple makes such a difference in people's lives. And then it has a knock-on effect, doesn't it? And this is what schools are saying. You know, if a child was coming in that was sad, you get the child to understand. They pick the bears up. They understand the feelings and their emotions and why they're feeling like that. They then go home and they talk to the parents. The parents talk to about the friends. So it's not only helping that child or that person that's got the bear. It's helping the community around that person as well. So it's great to see helping so many people.
How many people were involved in the study? Do you know?
Without looking back at the feedback, I mean, you can Google it. It's out there online. But it was a lot. There was a lot of families that were included in this research.
I mean, it's really good. I mean, 84% reported emotional recognition improvement. Yeah. And 89% noted reduced anxiety. I mean, that's brilliant.
Massive. It is massive. It's great. It is incredible to see that, you know. And I look back at myself, you know, at times. And even now, as an adult, any hospital appointments, that horrible feeling that you get in your tummy, that when you're a child, you've got no idea what that feeling is. So to think that that's helping children understand that feeling and almost take it away as well is incredible, really.
What you've just mentioned it a bit, but hitting the core of it, what do you think it is that helps people reduce their anxieties using mood bears, and also, you know, gives emotional recognition as well?
Yeah, I think it's the bear itself. I think cuddling a bear, it's like pets, isn't it? They say that stroking pets releases endorphins, makes you feel better, that feel-good factor. Very, very similar in teddy bears. So I think the bear's there. The poem, the meaning behind the bear helps people as well. It almost gives it that spark of something different than just a normal teddy bear on the shelf that's or sat on your bed or in your cabinet. It just gives it that difference in feeling and in mentally. You understand that it's something different that's trying to help you. And the poem and the emojis on the feet and the colour, it's all psychological behind it. And if it's helping, it doesn't matter how you feel about the bear or how you think it's going to help you. As long as it helps, that's what matters.
Absolutely. What made you choose a bear specifically?
I think it's because I do love teddy bears. My house is full of teddy bears. I've got collectible bears, I've got cabinets full of bears, I've got old bears on my beds that I had when I was a child. I was a real teddy bear child when I was little, and I think it was that I thought, oh, no matter how old you are, you're never too old to have a teddy bear, I don't think. You know, and I went into a care home. There was people in the care home that were in their 80s and the 90s that got dementia and Alzheimer's. And do you know, it really scared me a bit going in places like that, because you look at people in there and you think, goodness, I could end up in a home like these people. And it's really so sad to see. But to see the smiles on their faces and how they cuddle these bears, it's just warming. You know, it clearly, they touch so many people's hearts, teddy bears do. So it's great. I think when I first did it, I thought they'll help children. But actually, the amount of people that order them, there's a lot of adults that do order the bears.
Absolutely. Have you thought about, I was just thinking now, have you ever thought about maybe expanding the range and maybe other animals being involved?
Yeah, I have. I mean, we've got books out. There is stationery out there as well. There's little school bags, pencil cases. We've got those little squishies that are coming out as well. People like tactile things that they can squish and keep in the pockets and the handbags. They're all coming out. So, the range is expanded in many different ways, which is amazing. There's some beautiful books out there as well, which are touchy-feely books with fur on there, and there's nice poems in there and things to do and things to help with anxiety. And so, yeah, there's some lovely products out there.
Will you be using any other animals in future?
I'd like to. I would like to. I love animals. I adore giraffes. Giraffes are one of my favourite animals in the world. I love all wild animals. So, yeah, I would. And I'm a big dog fan as well. I love dogs. I've got dogs myself. So I would. I probably will do something at some point.
You're probably so busy at the moment.
Always.
With everything else going on, you haven't even given it a second thought at the moment, isn't it, about other stuff?
Crazy busy.
How are mood bears being used in schools, hospitals, or care settings? I know you mentioned care settings, but you know, have you worked with professionals as well, therapists, educators, to guide usage?
So they're used in schools. I didn't realise how much they were being used in schools until I got invited to go and have a look around at one school. And once I've been around one school, I thought, I was amazed. From the minute I walked into this school, there was mood bears everywhere. They'd done drawings and put them on the wall. There were like pictures of mood bears hanging from the ceiling. There was a corner with the actual teddy bear mood bears. The poems were everywhere. And the teacher showed me around and she said, so in the morning when the children line up to come in, they'd walk into the classrooms, they'd pick up their name, and then on the wall was the 8 different mood bears stuck, like drawn out and stuck on the wall. And they'd put, the child would put their name under which bear of how they were feeling that morning. So they'd go in, and so they showed me inside the classroom, and inside the classroom they got happy bear, sad bear, they got all 8 bears all in a row. And this particular day, there was 30 children in the class. 29 children had put their name on happy bear. 1 child had put the name on nervous bear. So they knew that the child that put the name on nervous bear was not feeling best that day, so they could kind of concentrate on why that child. I was amazed of how heavily those bears were used. The teachers had got lanyards around the neck with all the different bears on there, so the child could go up and point at a bear how they were feeling. It honestly was amazing to see. And they just said what a difference they were making with children in class. You know, it was amazing. And the hospitals are very much the same. So what they do in the hospitals, they actually use the bears themselves. So they have cupboards full of bears. And if they see a child or an adult that's struggling, they'll take that bear to them and either let them choose the bear of how they're feeling or give the bear that they think is appropriate to them. And they get to keep that bear then so they can take it home. And they said, you know, a lot of the children that are perhaps going through chemotherapy go back for their appointments, and they always take their bear with them because they know the bear helps them get through a difficult time of that day. Or every place that was using them, the feedback of how they were helping that individual person was just amazing. It really was.
It's brilliant how adults and children can find a usage for mood bears and how much it helps, you know, especially with emotions and low moods and anxiety. Low moods and anxieties, I'm guessing, is something where it helps as well. Is that right?
Yeah, I think a lot of people were saying, you know, in times of life, even down to hairdresser's appointments, dentists, doctor's appointments, first day at school. The bears, nervous bear for the first day at school is huge. You know, there's children that are absolutely petrified to start school. And it's a big thing. You know, I've been there with my own children. One of my own, my middle one, I had to take her out of school at 13 because her anxiety was so bad I couldn't see her go through it anymore. So she was homeschooled. But, you know, there's millions of people out there in that situation. And at the time, my mood bears weren't out then, but, you know, to think that they could have helped her get through those last 3 years of her schooling before she went to college would have been amazing, really.
It's brilliant how also mood bears helps with, it sounds like it helps with children, as well as adults, but children mainly because they're obviously grown up in different scenarios where, you know, they find whatever it might be, and, you know, causes them anxiety. Like, for example, starting school is one thing, maybe going to high school, you know, even going to nursery, you know, that kind of thing. And it sounds like, you know, in a child having the bear with them when they go out, it sounds like it might help them as well with confidence.
Definitely. Oh, 100% confidence. And you know, and I think about my middle daughter is 19 and she struggles with anxiety. She was the one that I took out of homeschool at the age of 13. And now she's got a little mini one because we do 2 different sizes, small ones. She constantly takes her nervous bear everywhere with her. And she's 19 years old. It's in a bag. She keeps it in the car with her when she drives somewhere to help her feel better, to help relax her, to help her concentrate, to think straight, to clear her headspace. And, you know, and it works. And if it works for her, it works for many people. And that's, you know, that can only be a good thing.
Absolutely. Which bear is your favourite?
Well, the first one I drew when I had this aunt was Happy Bear. So Happy Bear just have a bit of a soft spot in my life. I love Happy Bear. Plus, I love the sunshine and it's yellow. So, yeah, it does make me feel much better.
I thought you were going to say all of them.
Yeah, I love them all. They all have a soft spot. But I think Happy Bear, that was the first one that I actually picked up. And I just look at, every time I look at all eight bears in a row, I'm always focused on Happy Bear.
Do friends and family have they used your mood bears, and you know, whether it's adults or children and that kind of thing?
Yeah, we both have. I had one family member that went on, they went to Australia, a flight to Australia with their little girl, and she was nervous about flying such a long way, and she took a bear with her there and still got it now, and I've sent me pictures of the bear on beaches in Australia and took it everywhere with her, which is lovely. So yeah, they do use them, definitely.
Do you have much feedback from people around you that have used the bears?
Always. Honestly, always. Hairdressers, when I go to my local hairdressers, they've got them sacked around the hairdressers for children that go in that are scared to have the hair cut, that don't like the little aprons on, and they don't like the hair washed, and so they have them use them in there. And, yeah, it's great to hear all your feedback.
And mood bears is it sold at all major outlets? Where is it sold at the moment?
Asda, Sainsbury's, Argos, Berry, Amazon, lots of independent toy shops, Toy Master toy shops, and not just in the UK but globally as well, which is great. It's amazing.
You probably just think to yourself, from where you was, like, you know, you were thinking about this, it was something that just came regarding your own experiences, you just came about. And you started off where you did and where you are now. I mean,
absolutely. It's amazing how something so simple can have such a huge impact on somebody's life. It really is incredible.
How has it changed your life?
Massively. The confidence it's given me, I just feel like a completely different person. I mean, it perhaps sounds awful, but I went through a divorce last year because I was never happy. I was never happy in the marriage that I was in. For my children, I didn't want to think I'd let my children down by going through a broken down marriage and doing what I wanted to do in life. But I found the courage through building my confidence to do it and to leave and to build a life of my own. And I just feel like a completely different person. You know, I'm gutted I left it till the age of 47 to do it. However, you know, I've still got a lot of years ahead of me, hopefully, touch wood. But the whole bears changed my life massively. Just gave me what I needed.
Absolutely. What's the best thing anyone has said about mood bears?
I think the school that I went to see opened my eyes massively of how schools are using them and how they said they were helping children. That was big to me, to think they are having a huge effect on someone's learning, on their day. You know, at such a young age, they're going into a school and this is really impacting their learning and their ability to talk about emotions and feelings, which is, you know, it's very, very important in life. I think that what some of the feedback from the hospitals has touched me, and I will never forget what some people have said to me. You know, I've been brought to tears from nurses ringing me and telling me how they've helped, you know, terminal people that have passed away, the saddest of saddest stories, but how these little bears have helped somebody at that point of the worst time of their life has been incredible and has touched me where I never thought I would feel ever in my life. But it's you know, it's they're obviously very impactful, which is great.
Can you give us, do you remember a specific story about someone that pops into mind, basically, about how much it helped?
I think the biggest story for me was, I was actually driving somewhere early one morning. It was quite early, actually. I dropped the children off at school. I was driving somewhere. My phone rang, and it was like an unknown caller. And it was on my intercom in my car, my hands-free, and I answered it, and it was an adult, one of the head adult nurses at my local hospital, and I knew the bears were kept there, so not on the adults ward, they were actually on the children's wards. And she said to me, I hope you don't mind me ringing, and I know you take the bears to the children's wards, but she said, I'm actually calling from intensive care, and I'm one of the adult specialists there. And she said, I just wanted to say how incredible your bears are. She said, we had a lady admitted in the middle of the night who was not going to make it. It was attempted suicide. She got three young boys, all under the age of 10 years old. The oldest was 10. And they put on RTU just to keep her, put on a ventilator, just so her family, my husband and the children could say goodbye to her. And she said, I thought to myself, do you know what? I need to go and get these children something. So she said, I ran up to the children's ward and I went onto their cupboard and I said, do you mind if I take three love bears out of your cupboard? I've got three little boys downstairs on intensive care. I sat with their mummy. And she said, I went downstairs and I put three bears at the end of the bed and I took the boys in and I said, this is the message from your mummy to say that she'll always love you. And that poem is from your mummy to say how much she loves you and how special you all are. And she said, I've never seen children hug a bear like it and walk out. And she said, after my shift, the husband actually rang me and said, I know the bears are for my boys, but can I have one as well? Because they're really helping my boys get through the most horrific time. Could I have one too? She said, do you mind if I send the husband one? I went, my goodness, absolutely. That story will stay with me forever because I think what a horrific time for a family to go through. And if that bear could just help them for a split second, for a minute, for an hour, for a day, for as little time or as long as it could, it's just amazing. You know, it's just amazing just to think you're never going to get through an experience like that. It's going to, you know, you're never going to forget and it's always going to impact you forever. However, if those bears can help those children understand the emotion of love and care and how much they were loved and will always be loved, it's very special and that will live with me forever. That was, it was amazing. It brought me to tears actually listening to that. I was like, my goodness, you know, to help someone at the most rawest time of their life is massive, you know. So yeah, that will stay with me forever.
Absolutely. And we're just going to a quick ad break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
So, Janet, talk to us a bit about, I know you've mentioned a bit about the plans for new products and that kind of thing, but talk to us a bit more detail about, you know, the products and the market that you're in and, you know, the new emotions that are coming out and that kind of thing. That'd be brilliant.
Yeah, so I mean, they're in Hamleys. I mean, I was so excited when they got into Hamleys in Regent Street in London. I mean, the biggest toy shop in the world, and there's my bears, literally, as you walk through the door, and this most beautiful display of mood bears is great. And they do very well in there. And they're in Sainsbury's and Argos, and, you know, a lot of major retailers out there and independent toy shops, which is lovely. And globally as well, Australia, USA, all over Europe, you know, there have been lots of countries which is great to see. With Igloo Books, the publishers have just published some amazing books, activity books, story books, colouring books, lots of things to help people get through their emotions, which is lovely. They're out now in Sainsbury's, Argos, Waterstones, Amazon, lots of places. We also, there's the new squashy little squidgy tactile little stress toys that are out there. they're coming out, they're being designed as we speak. They will be global as well. And back to school products, pencil cases, school bags, little drawing pens, pencils, all sorts of little things that are out there as well. Little diaries that you can, mood trackers that are in there as well. So there's some really good stuff out there at the minute.
Which ones are the most popular, do you find?
The books are very popular. Everybody likes a book, don't they? And, you know, it's nice to read about the books when you go to bed, when children go to bed. I've got a lot of feedback about the books at bedtime, which is great. So, yeah, the books are popular. They're easy. They're, you know, they're easy to have and to buy as gifts as well, aren't they, really? But, yeah, the books are very popular.
And which, moving on to that, which bear is the most popular?
So I think Hope Bear has to be the most popular bear. Hope Bear is the rainbow bear. So it's got all moods into one bear. And Hope Bear's message is to say, no matter how bad the storm is in your life, there is always going to be a rainbow at the end of it. So Hope Bear is the most popular. And then I think it's followed by Happy and Calm Bear as well. So they're the three top emotions that seem to be very popular.
Okay. And between hospitals and schools, which ones tend to order the most bears and which ones?
I think, do you know what, it's pretty split down the middle, I think. I think they all use them just as much, but schools tend to buy the whole set of all eight because everybody, we all feel all the emotions. You know, it's a very natural thing to have. The hospitals tend to go for the love bears and the hope bears and the calm bears and the nervous bears. They're very popular in the hospitals, but as for schools, they tend to use like, the whole sets of emotions.
Do you visit any of the schools or hospitals at all?
Yeah, if we have people can sponsor bears, they can donate to hospitals, and I like to take them personally because I don't think it's lovely to take them. I like to see where they're going, and I like to hand them to the nurses to say, please give them to who you think, you know, is suitable. Sometimes I let me go onto the children's wards and drop them off myself, and you know, and again with schools, sometimes if we get any donations to schools, I will take them personally. If somebody says I want them taken to my local school somewhere in the country, if I can get, I like to take them personally because it's just a nice personal touch.
Absolutely. For parents and caregivers wanting to introduce mood bears into their routines, what tips or stories could you share about integrating them naturally into emotional conversations?
I think first of all, just children seem to instantly understand the concept of them. I think it's their emojis on their feet, and I think just talking about their emojis and what they feel like, and asking children, you know, which mood bear do you think you're like today, and then reading the poem out for that bear and helping that child understand that emotion of that time. I think that's the easiest way to introduce them, definitely.
Basically, tips wise, like generally with, there's all kinds of stories you have, isn't it? Is there all kinds of stories that what kind of, like, you don't have to say the exact storyline, but roughly the storylines for some of the stories, what are they?
So what, how people are using them
in terms of the books themselves, because you've got a number of stories, haven't you? Is that right?
Yeah, so there's only one storybook out at the minute. There's another one coming out just before Christmas. The storybook is basically about all the bears, and it's about Hope Bear's journey. So Hope Bear will, you know, walk into the park and meet Happy Bear, and then they'll talk about happy emotions and why you might feel happy and what it's like to feel happy, and then on to Sad Bear, then on to Angry Bear, then on to Nervous Bear. So it goes through all the bears. So it is a great storybook. So it's teaching children, you know, what it's like to feel like that, and also that it's normal to have those feelings. It's normal to feel angry. It's normal to feel sad. It's normal to feel nervous. You know, it's normal to feel silly. All these feelings that we have is very, very normal. And it's also normal to have feelings where you don't know what that emotion is. And I think that's what Hope Bear's about. It's about lots of emotions. And I think some of the schools call Hope Bear mixed up bear because you have all these mixed up emotions and you don't know what it is, but it's normal to have those feelings. So, yeah, that's pretty much what the book is about.
Do you have books around the festive season, around Christmas and that kind of thing as well?
There's a new like little box set coming out just before Christmas, which is one of the mood bears and book in a little box set, which is lovely, actually. That's going into Waterstones, Argos, Asda and Sainsbury's. So, yeah, that'd be nice to see on the show.
Do you have mood bears that maybe go on holiday as well and kind of that kind of thing. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just trying to see how it relates to, you know, people generally, you know?
Yeah, well, I'll just back off holiday, actually. There was always a mood bear in my hand luggage. I take one everywhere I go.
Oh, do you? That's cool.
always. You never know what you're going to feel like and it's going to help. So, yeah, there's always a bear in my bag, always.
Do your kids use mood bears as well?
My middle daughter does. Oh, yeah, my middle daughter does use them. She's 19 now, so she uses them all the time.
And globally, they sell in which countries globally?
USA, Australia, France, Germany, a lot of European countries, UK. So, yeah, they're pretty much all over the world.
Have you had feedback from other countries about mood bears?
Yeah, exactly the same. It mirrors every single country, which is amazing.
That is pretty awesome. Like, you know, you had this idea, then you pitched it on Dragon's Den, and then it just went global. I mean, that's amazing.
It is, but yeah, I'm very proud of them. Very proud of them.
Have you thought about writing a book about your experiences?
Yeah, I have. I talk about that all the time. If I can find someone to help me write a book, then that's my next job.
That's brilliant. And who does write? Is it yourself that writes the stories, or do you have other people that do? Is it mainly you?
Yeah, so I write the poems for the bears. There is a publisher's. It's licensed out to a publisher's who they do all the stories for the books.
That's brilliant. If people want to, well, it sounds like you sell them everywhere. You can't really miss it, can you? I was going to ask if people want to buy it, but you know, it's more or less you can go online, isn't it, and just more or less sell them.
Yeah, definitely. You're on Amazon. So next day delivery on Amazon. So they're very easy to get a hold of.
That's brilliant. Do you have any final top tips for parents and, you know, they're thinking about buying their kids mood bears or, you know, anything else you can explain about how they use, how beneficial they are?
I just think they're just great to have in every household because everybody goes through a mix of emotions on a 24-hour basis. And to have a set of bears there that anybody, not just the children, but the adults can use as well, any time of the day, if that just helps you talk about your feeling, why are you feeling like that? Even talking about it helps. I just think it's really important and it's just a great tool to have in your house.
Absolutely. If people want to touch base with you, are you on social media at all?
Yeah, we're on Facebook, on Instagram, got a huge following, nearly 300,000 followers. But I pick up nearly every single message that goes on Instagram and on Facebook. On the website as well, you can email through the website, moodbears.com, and I pick up the emails as well. So if anyone wants to ask any questions, then always welcome to.
That's brilliant. Gosh, you must be really busy then, because
never ending.
It must be like you wake up in the morning and it's just messages.
Yeah, it is constant, but it's great. I love it. I love to think it can help somebody's day, so it's great.
That's brilliant. I think it's brilliant what you've done, and you know, congratulations. It's fantastic. Thank you. And thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
And thank you to our listeners. You know, you can find me at GavinJ417 on Instagram. Until next time, take care.